Walker says property taxes have dropped an average of $131 since he first took office. He wants them to continue declining through 2016. Some local leaders have criticized the state-imposed limits, saying they need to be able to raise property taxes to pay for local services. Walker says the state is providing stable funding for local governments and schools to avoid driving property taxes up.
Obviously, with things like our schools and others, we do give a referendum option for schools that, and local governments that feel like they want to go beyond where the revenue caps are, but we want to keep this balance. The number one thing I hear from people across the state is concern about the impact of property taxes.
Walker is also seeking to change how property taxes are assessed, shifting them away from municipalities to counties. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.